Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
All right, we got a special edition Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix for you here today. We're going to talk with a brand new platform we're looking to promote here on Roto Grinders. It's a new, innovative, different type of fantasy game that we really haven't seen before, and we're excited to kind of introduce them to you, the Roto Grinders audience, and have a special offer for you guys happening on tonight's NBA Finals. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Got some content rolled up with it as well. So let's get into it. We welcome Jason Shapiro. He's the marketing manager for WinView. WinViewGames.com is the website. And Jason, welcome to the podcast and welcome to Roto Grinders. You know, it's been a while since we've had a new platform kind of come about that we're, you know, want to put across to our members. But you guys made the cut. So congrats on that front.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you having me on. I've actually been a Roto Grinders subscriber for quite some time, so I'm glad to be bringing something new and different to you guys. You guys are the leaders in the space, so it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, and WinView Games, you know, we've seen a lot of daily fantasy companies come and go over the years, and you know, innovation is something which I think we got stagnant for a while in DFS, and we've started to see more of it here over the last couple of years. And you guys, I think, are taking a really different step than we've seen in a couple of other places. So I want to give the floor to you first off to tell us about what you guys are as a daily fantasy company, and you know why you're very different from the other players in the space currently.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what we like to say is where fantasy ends is where WinView begins. And the best way that I could kind of describe our platform is if you took Daily Fantasy and HQ Trivia and they had a baby, this would kind of be it. And that sort of drives home the, you know, the main differentiation point. You know, when you look at the product, the structure in regards to, you know, you're depositing money into your account, and we have rooms of various entry fees and different payout structures available. Those are all very similar to what you see in the daily fantasy world. But for us, you know, we're appointment driven. So, you know, once the game starts, that's where WinView begins. And it's the live read and react aspect that really makes us different from, you know, what you see in or what you've seen with the daily fantasy companies in the past, where it's very focused on the pregame, a lot of research, you set your lineups, and then you kind of strap in and you let the action unfold in front of you. For us, you know, when the game actually starts, you get, you know, somewhere between 4 and 6 pregame proposition questions. After the tip, you'll start getting additional questions, usually during commercial breaks or breaks in the action, because it's important for us that we don't take your attention away from the TV. And then over the course of the quarter, you compete against other people. And based on how well you do, you get a chance to win cash.
Yeah, you made it kind of sound a little complicated, but really isn't. It is absolutely very addictive. I played it the other day, and once you kind of get into it, you're excited to kind of make these predictions. And, you know, you talked about, you know, HQ Trivia. I actually have not indulged. I must be one of the 5 people in the U.S. have not actually tried that yet. And, you know, there's also a corollary to potentially like live in-game kind of prop betting as well, except, you know, the way it's formatted, I think, is super, super smart, because you have it really set up as an extremely skill-based game, which I love. It's not as simple as just taking a single side. You have to take a side on a prediction, and then above and beyond that, you have to look at how many, you know, is it 2x versus 2.5x on the yes versus the no? And then you got to decide how many points you want to wager on it. Like, where did this concept come from? Because I think it's really, really interesting and something which I think you could make the argument it could be as skill-based or more skill-based than even the current form of daily fantasy.
Yeah, so it's a pretty wild background story. Our founder, his name is Dave Lochten, 30 years ago, before smartphones even existed, he had this crazy idea for a competitive platform where you could play along with live sports. And now technology has really finally caught up to his vision, and smartphones are, you know, big enough and they're interactive, and you know, everyone's watching the game with the second screen in hand. And that's really the genesis of the platform. And what we've got is we actually have people who we train for months at a time in our production studio who are watching the game just like you are, and they're the ones who are coming up with the questions live on the spot. So, you know, like we talked about, as you're getting these proposition questions, a question might be, who will score more points, you know, Kevin Durant or Kevin Love this quarter? Now, because Durant is the more likely answer, if you were to choose Kevin Love, you would get more points. And then it's all about your confidence level. And, you know, you start with 5,000 points. You can think of them almost like poker chips. And based on how confident you are in your answer, let's say Durant or Love, you're willing to wager more of those points on that particular question. And then think about, you know, the multiplier factor and weighing the odds, and what you choose as your final decision.
And you've got an actual leaderboard built in as the game goes on, so you can kind of see in real time how you're doing and how whether you need to be more risky, less risky. And I love that kind of component. And, you know, I mentioned this to you on our initial call, and I said, you know, when I first tried you guys out maybe like 6 months or a year ago, just to kind of see what it was, you had it for a full game, and I said to myself, I can't watch a full game. I'm old. I fall asleep by the fourth quarter, and you know, I'm drawn dead. Like I can't make it an entire game. But now you guys actually have it set up, at least for NBA, I know, and I think for NHL it's by period, but you have it done by quarter, which is so interesting because I think more times than not, people might look at that and say, oh man, I mean, how competitive of a game can you really make in a 12-minute quarter of NBA? But kudos to you guys. I think you figured out the formula to actually do that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been a journey, and a lot of customer feedback has gone into, you know, where we sort of landed, and you're spot on in that. Now we've got our games sectioned off by period, inning, or quarter, depending on what the sport is. And it really is, you know, with daily fantasy, I know that sometimes I felt as an avid daily fantasy player that occasionally, you know, one of my guys gets hurt in the first quarter, and you know, I know that, you know, that lineup's kind of shot. Whereas here, you get the first couple of props wrong, but like you mentioned, you're really keeping tabs on the leaderboard. So, you know, when the next set of props come, you may be more risk tolerant to try and get that additional multiplier on a less likely outcome to try and make up the ground that you've lost against the leaderboard. And that really is another one of the unique things about our platform, as opposed to, you know, what you see with live prop betting and, you know, what they've got over in Europe, is you're not actually competing against the house. It's all about how you're doing against the other people in your room. So it's really all about trying to read and, you know, trying to understand, you know, what the more popular choice might be. Do you want to go against the grain? And then, you know, see if you can, you know, see how you do in competing against other people.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting. Like you said, you don't necessarily need to be engaged the entire game. If you can only watch the first quarter, or you've got something going on and you miss the first quarter, you can jump in the second or the third. So you've got, you know, a constant flow of different contests that you can enter. And I think it's a really fascinating way and a really interesting innovation in terms of daily fantasy, because we've already seen it even on your typical games, you know, where we now even have single game fantasy, where even a year ago, no such thing happened. And you guys have even brought it down even further than that. And I think, you know, from the live standpoint, it has to be. So that was something I was excited about. Now, I know, like, sometimes with live betting, I don't think I've ever done it, maybe back in the old days, take that for what you will, I might have done something along those lines. But the big problem you often had was, you know, delays with, like, DirecTV versus the actual game broadcast happening itself. Like, there was a game, I know, way back in the day, you're probably too young to remember this, there was a game called QB1, where it was like a bar game where you'd actually do something very similar to this, where you'd have to guess the play that was going to take place next. And I remember, like, people would totally game the system at this early on because they'd get, like, the audio-only feed, and they could hear what was going to happen. They could manipulate the score. How do you guys, you know, handle in terms of rolling these things out so, therefore, like, we don't need to make sure, like, you know, our TV is you know, aligned exactly with, you know, how the picks are doing? How does that work out for you guys?
Yeah, we're very conscious of latency, and obviously now, you know, in a streaming era, you know, it very often isn't lined up exactly with the live game feed when you're, you know, you're streaming for your laptop or your mobile device. So we actually have, you know, our group of producers. This is a great job. I wish I had this when I was younger. We actually send them out sometimes to the stadiums and have them go out and test the latency between how things happen live, because, you know, another potential form of cheating could be if you're actually in the arena and you're seeing things, you know, 10, 15 seconds ahead mm-hmm. of any broadcast. So we have them go out and actually test the latency and time things up so we understand exactly how much time we are able to provide people to go in, answer the question, and then lock out that question before anything happens on the court or on the field that might tip your hand to what the answer might be. And we always avoid a situation where we ask a question that, if you were on a 10 to 15 second delay, it wouldn't really give you enough time to do it. So we're very conscious of that, especially in this new day and age. And man, I wish, you know, we got guys that we just send to Warriors games, like, you know, a couple times a year just to go test the latency. And what a sweet gig that is.
I was going to say that's about as good as it gets. Now, before we get into more about the company, I want to quickly talk about, like, maybe some trends for people, because we'll get to our promotion here in a moment, but what, I mean, you guys obviously have been at it for a while now, and even though the game has evolved, there's probably some strategy that you've seen from, you know, some winning players. Now, there's no one strategy that's always going to win for somebody, but can you give some tips to people in terms of if they want to play this game, some things they should kind of keep in mind, especially because, you know, like any skill-based game, there's going to be a learning curve. First time any of us played a salary cap game, we probably got our butts kicked. And I'm sure, like, with this, the more you play, the better you get. But if we can speed that up for people, that's even better. So any sort of, like, gaming tips in terms of people, you know, signing up and trying this for the NBA finals that you could pass along?
Yeah, no question. I would say the first and most important thing that you have to be conscious of is, you know, your points that you receive at the beginning. Like I mentioned, in basketball, for instance, you start with 5,000 points, and that's essentially your chip count. So as you get questions correct and incorrect, that number can go up or down. What I would say is, you know, we have the options of betting $250, $500, $750, and then the $1,000 one shot, which you can use once per quarter or per inning or per period. And if you get it incorrect, you actually don't lose points, but it is the most crucial element of the game, is using that strategically. And it really depends on the type of player you are, but if you see a good opportunity to use that one shot for at least, you know, a 2 to 2.5x correct, you know, you're looking at the question, for example, one of our questions in basketball for every game is, who will win the opening tip? And, you know, you look at, you know, a series where you've got someone, if, you know, let's say, you know, Dwight Howard or Porzingis is jumping, someone who wins the tip consistently, that might be a safe way to use that question. But if you save it, there are plenty of opportunities to, you know, maybe take a 3x or 3.5x multiplier if you feel really confident. So I would say how you use your one shot can really make or break your success for that given period. And then also in terms of chip management or point management, you know, betting 750, which is our maximum bet besides the one shot, consistently is probably the right strategy unless you really aren't confident or unless you have a big lead. So that sort of dives into the third point, and the third tip that I would give, especially to beginners, is, like we touched on before, understanding your place in the leaderboard and how much time is left in that quarter and how many more props there could theoretically be definitely should impact your aggression in terms of, you know, how many points you wager and how you answer each question. Obviously, if you're in the lead, you're going to play it safer. If you're a little bit further back, you're going to be a little bit more risk tolerant. So those are the things that for beginners, I would say really important to focus on, and that could speed up the learning curve tremendously.
We're talking with Jason Shapiro of WinView Games. Again, you probably have seen the banner on RotoGrinders here today. Make sure you click on that banner when you sign up. Therefore, that'll get you eligible for tonight. That's right. We're going to run two free roll contests, one for the first quarter, one for the second quarter. And if you sign up through that link, you'll be eligible for that. $500 in each of those. Again, no entry required. But when you do deposit, you're going to get $20 back on a $20 deposit, $10 back on a $10 deposit if you want to go that route. But either way, make sure you click that link. So when we do grinders only contests, you're eligible for that. And this is going to be the first one that we're rolling out here tonight. And we're actually going to accompany that with a live stream, which I think it makes your platform a ton of fun too, because live content is hard to do, especially once the games start in regular daily fantasy, because people are just watching, like you say, waiting for the action. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna have Grant, we're gonna have Bobby, and they are gonna be playing the game with a screen share on screen with you guys in this free roll. So make sure you check that out. That's going to start for the NBA Finals game tonight on Thursday. So check that out. I think the game time starts at 9. We're going to probably start the stream about 20 minutes early. And that kind of leads me to my next question is, when do we start getting those predictions? Like, what's the rollout on those? I know you mentioned you try to make them during, timeouts or stops in play, but when would people be able to log on the app, get into that RotoGrinders free roll, and actually be able to see the first grouping of props that you guys have for people to make picks on?
Yep. So for big games, like obviously game one of the NBA Finals, we like to open up the rooms and contests early on and open up our pregame predictions early on as well. So usually in the late morning, early afternoon, Eastern time, you'll see the contest open. You'll see the 4 to 6 pregame questions, which give you some, it gives you some time to think about them. And then as the game starts, you'll start getting props during every 2-shot foul. So anytime someone's taking 2 foul shots, you'll get 1 prop. And then during commercial breaks, injuries, timeouts, that type of thing. So that's when you can expect the props. And, it definitely helps to be ready, especially for those foul shot props.
Yeah, so you probably only get 1 there. And during the breaks, do you get 3 or 4 at a time? Because obviously the more, the people, the one thing that I noticed about playing it myself was I wanted to make as many picks as I possibly could. The more opportunities I have to make picks, the happier I was. What's the number of, I guess, I don't know if you even have a number on it, but what would you say the average number of predictions people will make in a 1 quarter of basketball? And it might matter, fourth quarter, you got a ton of timeouts and more stuff than you do the first, but where do you kind of put that at?
Yeah, I would say in basketball, the number is about 15 to 25. Like you mentioned, it does vary depending on timeouts. And also, if you have someone like Andre Drummond or Dwight Howard out there getting hacked half the quarter, you get a lot of opportunities for 2-shot fouls. But it's usually about 15 to 25 for basketball.
All right. Something that's important, I think, we talk about is the kind of history of your company, and especially the financial situation around your company, because we've seen other daily fantasy companies come along, and admittedly this is a much more regulated market than it used to be, but I know that users feel a lot better when they know that there's strong financial backing behind the company. So tell us a little bit about that aspect, and also on the regulatory front, how many states has WinView got the appropriate regulations, and how many states can you play the game on?
Yep. So in terms of investors, we've got a really strong group of investors over here. Discovery Communications is one of our big investors. We've got Monumental Sports and Entertainment, who owns the Wizards and Capitals. Tom Rogers, who is our executive chairman. He is the founder of CSNBC and MSNBC and the former president of TiVo. So he's a big part of what we do here. Hank Radner, who's the former president of Madison Square Garden. And we've also got some additional smaller investments from some athletes as well. We actually have a current Golden State Warriors player who I won't name, but he's been in the suit the last couple of games, but he's an investor in the company as well. So a really well-rounded group of, both media executives and people who have been around sports and in the sports industry for a long time. So it's a strong group of investors. And in regards to regulation, so it's pretty unique because we're technically a game of skill, as you mentioned, and we're actually not governed under the same laws as daily fantasy, but the crossover in states is pretty similar with a couple of variations. Right now we are live with paid entry contests. You can play free in any state, but we're live with paid entry contests in 36, soon to be 39. It could be as soon as next week, states. And the states that are currently regulated, Michigan, Nevada, Washington, Vermont, Arkansas, Louisiana, a bunch, and the three that are going to be live that aren't currently live right now, we got Massachusetts coming, we've got Nebraska coming, and we've got Alabama coming, and hopefully that should be as soon as next week. So exciting times, and obviously a lot going on in the space and in the industry, so looking forward to what happens in the future as well.
No doubt. Very exciting, time. And you mentioned the future, and it was only a couple of weeks ago where we had the shockwave really hit the sports world, the sports media world, the sports gaming world, with the overturning of PASPA, basically saying it was unconstitutional and states are free to do what they want on that front. And it feels like, there's a strong momentum towards legalization of widespread sports betting amongst a number of states. We've already seen, some daily fantasy sites like DraftKings, say we're going to be a sports book. We've got FanDuel just be acquired by, Paddy Power Betfair. So they're already positioning themselves. You don't need to get into the specific roadmap of what you guys are doing, but I have to imagine that is something that is clearly on your radar. And, you pretty much are gonna this. I'm assuming there's going to be potential variations of what we're doing right now with the fantasy product into potentially a betting product down the road.
Yeah, so as you touched on it, I think for all of us sports fans and all of us in the business that we're in, we all kind of have the same mission, whether it's WinView or it's daily fantasy or our sports betting in general, which is it makes the games more exciting. Mm-hmm. It makes it more fun. We had users reaching out to us last week when every conference finals game ended in a blowout up until the very end, and they were like, "Well, in the fourth quarter, I actually still had something to do. I jumped in and it was good." So given that that's our mission, it's definitely an exciting time looking forward at, our platform and our ability to, to kind of shift with the market and what it could be. I mean, you look at, what's happening over in Europe, where especially around soccer, live in-game prop betting is a $160 billion industry. It's actually where a majority of the bets take place. You can walk up to a window at, a stadium in Liverpool and, bet on who the next, who's going to have the next corner and that type of thing. And so this in-game type of engagement really, in our opinion, is the next wave. And it's, we're sort of the first to kind of bring it to the U.S. market and give people a taste of what that feeling can really be. So it's a really exciting time, and, definitely can't say what's on the roadmap for the future, but we're pretty stoked about what's on the horizon.
Now, you mentioned soccer, and that actually kind of just threw another question in my mind about what sports you guys offer now and what sports do you plan to offer, because, like you mentioned, engagement, that's what people are all about. Like, do you have obviously you've got basketball. I saw you've got NHL for the NHL finals. Baseball makes a ton of sense, but golf is a sport that's really starting to blow up. The World Cup is starting in, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. Plans to go beyond just the major sports and dip your toe into some of these, smaller sports? NASCAR's another one. What's the plan on that front?
Yeah, so like you touched on, we offer the Core Four. We also offer college basketball and college football contests, both free and paid. So that's exciting. In regards to, you know, what's on the horizon, we also we do offer UFC contests. So for a lot of the big UFC fights, we do that. We did the Mayweather-McGregor fight. We've also done some fun free contests around the NFL draft and things like that. You know, we have the ability to kind of ask. You know, it allows us to ask a little bit wackier questions, and we. You know, we do it for free, we do it for fun, but we have the ability to really do it for any event. We are absolutely looking at this summer as a big opportunity to try out some new content, and you touched on two of the big ones right there. Obviously, the World Cup is, even without the United States in it, as big of a deal as you can possibly get in sports, and we're absolutely looking at a way to, you know, to construct a soccer game that will be very unique because, you know, our game is built around quote unquote breaks in the action and commercials, and soccer is the one where it's just actually one long stretch of 40, 45 minutes of ongoing play. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to, you know, it's going to be a very unique structure for soccer, but we do have something in mind and we're excited about it. And then you touched on golf. That's the other big one for us that we're really looking at in terms of how to structure and how to structure the, you know, the prop bets. And, you know, one of the very interesting things about golf is the broadcast is very unpredictable in terms of who they're going to follow based on who's being who's successful, et cetera. So we have to be very careful and very detail oriented around the types of questions we ask, because for us, we want it to be exciting and that you actually watch as your props get resolved and not necessarily have things going on in the back that you didn't get to see. So it's been a long time coming, but both of those sports are very squarely on the radar for some rollouts this summer.
Yeah. Just a quick 2 cents for me. Cause I'm a golf nut. You know, this PGA Tour Live that they stream, you know, the first two rounds for, they give you the featured groups. And I think it's actually would be a really kind of compelling game if you aligned, you know, your golf product with, you know, the two groups that they end up following, you know, through the first, you know, 2 days of the tournament. And and like you mentioned, you can't really do it round by round. That kind of takes way too long. That defeats the point of what you're doing. But even if you set it up for, you know, two holes, three holes or something like that for golf, and you do it with the featured group on that PGA Tour Live, that's interesting. That's something.
Yeah, that's a really interesting concept. I mean, you know, maybe we'll even just do a strictly Tiger Woods game. That's what everyone really wants to play.
There you go. Well, if this sounds interesting to you, and I hope it does, and at the very least, we always tell people, like, it doesn't hurt to try things out and see if it, you know, fits your lifestyle and your world. And I think WinView Games is definitely pushing the envelope of fantasy sports and the way that we play it. So please click that banner above on the front of Roto Grinders. You'll see it all across the site here today. And make sure you use that link, because therefore that's going to get you eligibility into the Roto Grinders free roll, which is, again, NBA Finals tonight, quarter one, $500, quarter two, $500. If you want to deposit and play for cash, they're going to have plenty of games available. And it's, you know, we were talking before, Jason, you guys are going to have it set up like, you know, you mentioned, like, it's kind of a hybrid in the sense of the lobby can look a lot like daily fantasy tournaments, 50-50s, maybe even head-to-head games that people can do. And then obviously, like, the free roll that we're setting up for Thursday, we're going to, you know, obviously have those. And you've even got free games for people to try out. I know when I first jumped on the site, there was some options for people to try it for free. And I just help people do give it a try, because I think it can really kind of change the way we watch sports, which is definitely an exciting thing. So click that link. Join us tonight. Again, it's going to be Grant. It's going to be Bobby. They're going to be talking all about it during the first half of the NBA Finals. Jason, great talking with you. Great to get a little bit of a background on what you guys are doing, and hopefully we can, you know, not only just drive some players, but you know, get those prize pools up and see what you guys have in the future. It's going to be exciting.
Dan, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, and really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thanks to Jason over at WinView Games. Thanks you for the listen and the download here of the podcast. As always, we'll return for more daily fantasy content each and every weekday here on the Daily Fantasy Fix. Till next time, I'm Dan Bach, wishing you good luck, and I'll be taking your money over on WinView for the NBA Finals, Game 1. Well, not yours, because it's free. I'll be taking WinView's money on Thursday. So check that out. Going to be a lot of fun. And have a great night. We'll see you, everybody.